Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an unsettling true story, and it's called Crown Heights.
This story takes place in 1980. That's when it begins, and the ordeal this young black teenager goes through.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking true story that focuses on an all-too-common occurrence of a miscarriage of justice. As a young actor, Lakeith Stanfield, and he is a standout, playing a young man who's wrongly convicted of murder, served many years in prison while his friends worked tirelessly to free him.
And it seems like that story is continuing today.
Right.
In fact, they had a statistic at the end of the show stating that out of the millions of people in jail today, at least 100,000 more are innocent. They're held in this awful system where if you don't have the money, you can't get good legal help.
That's right. It's all about finances. This story first came to the attention of most people from a story on This American Life on NPR.
I see.
And it was the inspiration for the movie. And the bottom line really is that it's an important story and it is compelling, but it just seems a bit too tentative in its execution and for some reason just never quite hits the emotional punch that it was looking for.
Well, I liked his quote when he realized this young teenage boy who actually was originally from Trinidad and he kept having dreams of being in the jungle. He says, "My life is not in my hands anymore," and it goes downhill from there. Brutal treatment. The guards are all white and all with attitude against the inmates that they sadistically trample over.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.